Now, we've just seen how Saul, who had forsaken God, when he was put into a strait, when he was put into a difficult situation, became more and more perplexed and embarrassed with his own counsels. So now we're going to see in this next chapter, chapter 29, how that David, who has remained faithful to God, when he's put into a difficult situation, is given release by God. And David was in a very difficult spot. Here he was with the army of the Philistines. He was a man who was destined to become king of Israel, but now he was lined up with the army that was going to defeat his own nation, that is the army of the Philistines. So verse 1 of chapter 29, "Now the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek, and the Israelites pitched by a fountain which is in Jezreel." So here they are in the vicinity of this Jezreel Valley. The Philistines lined up, rather encamped against the army of the Israelites. Verse 2, "And the lords of the Philistines passed on by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed on in the rearward with Achish." So David stays at his post. He is with the king, Achish, and he is in the rearward position of the army. "Then said the princes of the Philistines, 'What do these Hebrews hear?' And Achish said unto the princes of the Philistines, 'Is not this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, which hath been with me these days or these years? And I have found no fault in him, since he fell unto me unto this day.'" Now, the question that's asked by the commanders and the leaders of this army is a very good question. What do these Hebrews hear? Here we're going out to fight against the Hebrews. They are our enemies. They've caused us much difficulty. We're in a time of stress now. We're going into a great battle. And here we have a group of Hebrews right among us. David and his several hundred men. What are they doing here? Well, the king is the one to whom this question is asked. He comes out in the defense of David. He said, "This is David. He was the servant of Saul, the king of Israel. But he's been with me these days or these several years. I've had a chance to observe him. He's been very faithful. I have found no fault in him since he fell unto me unto this day. Nothing have I found that he's done that's been wrong." So we see how that David did walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Even when among the Philistines, he maintained a high and honorable character among these people. But this answer that Achish gives is not satisfactory to these princes of the Philistines. "And the princes of the Philistines were wroth with him. And the prince of the Philistines said unto him, 'Make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place which thou hast appointed him, and let him not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he be an adversary to us.'" They didn't like the answer that Achish gave. They didn't buy this at all. They didn't want David and his men to be present there with them. They demanded that David be sent back to his own place, be sent back to the place that he'd appointed for him. And of course, that was going to be in the area of Ziklag, which was in the southernmost part of the country, a long ways from this battle. So these leaders, these princes in the Philistine army, certainly wanted David out of the way, and their plan was to get him on back down several miles to the south, out of the way, where he would be in nowhere near the vicinity of this battle. He could not do them any harm. He could not join in with the Hebrews, nor could he go against the Philistine army. And so we see that actually this is a way that God is providing then for David to make an escape. David is in quite a dilemma here. If he does not heartily involve himself in this battle, then he will be turning against the Philistines. He'll be turning against his benefactor, this king, Aphek, and that will make him look bad, as though he's going back on his word. But yet if he does help them in this battle, then he's going against the Hebrews, going against the very nation that he's going to in the future be the king of, and helping to defeat them, and this will put him in a bad light with his own people. So you can see how that the association here with sinners many times puts us into a bad situation. We had to make a decision, make a choice. And we don't know what David's decision was, and nothing is said about his decision, but this should work out for him. God provides him a way of escape. He does not have to be faced with this dilemma of making the decision as to what he's going to do. For these leaders of the Philistine army insist that he be gotten out of the way. Get him away from here. Get him back to his own place. Back down there in the southern part of the country where he will not be anywhere near this battle. And the reason that they use is this. And let him not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he be an adversary to us. He might turn against us. He might turn out to be a problem. This man is a Hebrew, and he may not be able to follow through with what he intends to do. At the very last, he may turn against us and be an adversary to us. For wherewith should he reconcile himself unto his master? This seems to be saying he may become reconciled to his former master, to Saul. He may decide to serve Saul again. All he has to do is to just become reconciled to him, and then he's going to be our enemy. He's going to be fighting on the side of the Hebrews, on the side of the Israelites against us. And the further reason in verse 5, is not this David of whom they sang one to another in dances, saying, Saul slew his thousands and David his 10,000s? Why, it's been well known that he was once our formidable enemy. He used to be united with this very same Saul in fighting against us. And when he did, he was a greater enemy than Saul was. He slew his 10,000s while Saul slew his thousands. He's one of the greatest enemies this nation's ever known. And now here we have him marching with us as we go into a crucial battle with this man Saul and his army. So you can see how that they had justifiable fears, how that they had a good reasoning ability here. And their reasoning, of course, did bear a lot of impact on the king Aphek, because he does give over to their demands and gets David out of the situation. But we see, when we look at the total picture here, this is a way that God has of getting David out of a situation that can be most difficult and even embarrassing for him. Which army is he going to be faithful to? Which army is he going to fight for? Which army is he going to try to defeat? But he doesn't have to make any kind of a decision like that, for God delivers him. God makes the decision for him, and David doesn't even have to commit himself one way or the other. So as a result of these demands made by the leaders of the Philistine army, verse 6 says, Then Achish called David and said unto him, Surely as the Lord liveth, thou hast been upright, and thy going out and thy coming in with me in the host is good in my sight. For I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord favor thee not. So the king explained it to David. It's not because of the way I feel, David. I don't have anything against you. I don't have any reason to doubt you. I don't have any reason to think that you're not a faithful servant. But the Lord's favor thee not. My commanders just won't stand for it. My commanders insist that you not be here with us as we engage in this battle. And so Achish gets himself off the hook. It's not his idea. But he explains to David that he is having to give in to the demands of his commanders. So it says in verse 7, Wherefore now return, and go in peace, that thou displease not the lords of the Philistines. So we see the king is wise. He doesn't press his point. He doesn't force David upon them. He gives in to the wisdom and the judgment and the desires of his commanders, even though it goes against what he wants with David. And he tactfully and truthfully explains this to David. You return. You go on back. Go in peace. No hard feelings. I don't want you to feel that I distrust you in any kind of way. But because of the situation here, you go back, that thou displease not the Lord of the Philistines. This king didn't want to bring about unhappiness on the part of his commanders. They were fixing to engage in a very crucial battle. He wanted to have the best outcome for the Philistines. He wanted to be peace and harmony and agreement among his men, among his commanders especially. And so they had to get David out of the picture in order for this to happen. And so he wisely tells David to go in peace. You go back to this country where you came from. Go back to your city, that thou displease not the lords of the Philistines. So we see here where a way of escape is made for David so that he can get out of this difficult situation that he's in, and he can escape than actually the sin that would come from the temptation of fighting against his own people. Well, we're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.